Siman Tafnun and the Sif Chafalov. Okay. Hold on, Siman Tafnun and Sivov, Sikot and Chafalov. So the Ramos said it's also to buy Chomets for any Yehudi, even using his money. I can't be his, he wants to send me down to the store, I can't do that for him. Mr. Baruch Chafalov, also Liknois, Diko Lamecha, Shema Yoichel Mimendo. Number one, we're concerned that the Jew, when he has Chomets in his hand, he might come to eat it. Furthermore, to write to be chumash al chametz, we had this idea before. If a person wants chametz to exist, so that's also some way he's like using or benefiting from the chametz because he wants it to be. So I am sort of doing this favor for the goy. So he's going to be. I'm doing him a favor. He'll owe me one. So I want the chametz to make it to him, and he should feel it and behold him to me. Further, third point. To ein shlichus la'akum, we hold that there's no din shlichus, so I can't be a goy shliach. So even though I'm doing it as the goy's representative, the way halacha looks at it is that the Jew bought it and then gave it to the goy afterwards. So nimsa the yisrael kaina oisam. So the Jew is kind of the chametz, and then he's giving it to the goy.
Even if it's the goy's money, the guy gave him $10.
Right. So, but the ma'aser kinyan was done by.
Whose money is it?
So even though, so this is a sugya in Bar Mitzvah. Right. Adam, Dr. Freeman's kasha is that it's the guy's money. So why would it belong to the Jew? So this is a sugya in Bar Mitzvah. And I'm going to say Kuf Gimel. I think it's Kuf Gimel. And the Morris is a case where, not by Goy, but by Jews. So Reuven gives money to Shimon. And Shimon should go to Levi and buy something. Mm-hmm. Shimon does not inform Levi that the money is Reuven's. And so Levi is magnet to Shimon. Mm-hmm. So does Halacha look at it since it was Reuven's money, therefore it belongs to Reuven? We say, since Shimon did the Maaser Kinyan, it belongs to Shimon. Mm-hmm. So more uses the Lashon says, nobody told the Baal Amos, nobody told the Baal Chitim that the money belongs to somebody else. He should have Dasi Makna to anybody else other than the person in front of him. So the Das Makna is to the person in front of him. So I think Mishabur is saying along the same lines, in the case of the Jew, there's no din shlichus, so the Jews doing ma'aser kinyan, which would not be for the goy. It doesn't halacha din like this for the goy. Now the Sharatzian says maybe we will say the following in Lamed Ches. This is from Rav Wash. He says because of Oicham, he says furthermore there the Rav Wash the Sharatzian in Lamed Ches quotes the Rav Wash. I feel him name Hashem. He so writes that she that lots of Mishim Mister. The Jew doesn't want to be carnet. So what happens now? See, either it belongs to the goy, the purchaser, or it belongs to the original goy who's selling it, right? Because the Jew has not been carnet. But the mice, it's the goy's comments. We come on Mechem so shall akum biyad Yisrael. Now the Jew was holding the goy's chametz, but v'achri yusay alav. But the Jew has responsibility for this chametz, and that's also. But what does he mean to say? Does that nami im yarvet a chametz? Because now if he would lose the chametz, yagil yisrael hefset mizet. Yisrael lahatzar adamim la'akum asholcha. The Jew has to pay back to the person who sent him. So therefore, it's, even if you're telling me the Jew is not kind, you're still going to have a problem. It's the goy's chametz, and the Jew's responsibility, which is a problem. Furthermore, said the Mishabur, back in the Mishabur, filo eno moishich a chametz mershus a moicher, unless in l'domim bilvad v'pesach, gam ken oser. So even if the Jew does not actually
pick it up,
so the concern he might eat it is not a problem because he doesn't have it. But the concern of Kenyan it's still going to be valid. Ah, he did not do it. He didn't do a meshicha. He didn't do an act of taking it of kinyan. He only gave him the money. Gam ken also the fisha yesh amrim she saw kana mitalten me'akum bekesav bavad. We discussed this before. That could be the kinyan from a goy to a Jew. If the just with giving money, the Jew was kinda. So on the tzad that we look at as if the Jew was kinda. And that tzad, you're going to have a problem that the Israel does get a kinyan possibly. Now the Shartians support the idea that it belongs to the goy. The Jew just has a chrayus. That wouldn't be true over here. If he didn't take it, if he didn't physically retrieve it, he wouldn't have a chrayus for it. So it's a chabetz of a goy sitting in the shoes of a goy. But if you say the Yisrael is kind of, so you're going to have a problem.
So he says over here, so this goes so far, so you don't want the kiyum chametz.
So he says three reasons. The Mishnah is coming out saying three reasons. First of all, there's a problem of he might eat it. Second of all, there's a problem of he wants it to exist.
He wants a
kiyum,
yeah.
He wants it to exist. And that's an issue of the Rabbanan, Pashas. Because you're some way as if you're like going to get the Torah is saying now there's no chiv that burn a goy's chametz.
Somebody else's.
It's a goy's chametz, right? Mm-hmm. But as much as you want it, it's in some way as if you're getting some type of benefit out of it. And the third argument is that the Yisrael is actually koinet. The Shartzian adds a fourth possibility that even if you tell me he's not koinet, but since he has responsibility for it, that's a case of a goy's chametz in the hand of a Jew. Which it was responsible for, that's also us. Like we had before. Okay, Chav Beis. Even if the money belongs to the goy. So now, the Jew has no intent to become it for himself. He would say explicitly, I have no responsibility for what happens to the chametz. No sense with it. Then yes, it's out of the hokel. Vachila banol achar pesach. Can't cause a prima gada. Mind b'shari shuvu. So he says, we can argue that this wasn't in that situation where there's no connection at all to Bayer Obey Motze because the Jew wasn't kind of it and the Jew has no responsibility for it. Even if you have these other reserves of humor, those do not generate a loch of chomer shavu over a love of pesach. Now the Shartzian and Mem says that he has no achrayus. It's a quote from the people got him. The understanding of what the prima got him means that he has no achrayus means he has no achrayus, period. Ben mi pshia, ben mi gneva vaveda. Even if he's negligent, he has no responsibility to pay for it. So he has zero responsibility for this item. Okay, furthermore, near the Be'inun, she asked the Shana Makabal of Christ. He has to make it tonight. He has to speak it out explicitly that he's not going to be kind of get a Christ. I'm skipping the brackets. The Mistama Kimish and also like Akum most that the Shitanoi Avurza Skara or she asked the Moisa. When the guy gave him money, the guy is expecting that the Jew, the normal assumption that he's expecting is the Jew is either going to give him back the money or give him merchandise instead. Here he's saying that he has no responsibility. He'll end up with maybe possibly no money, no merchandise. You better speak that out, because otherwise that's not the normal assumption. Now, go back to the brackets for a second. Now, you're making a Tanai. You're saying that he's taking no responsibility, so the Prima Gadim says that it has to be there's no responsibility at all, not even from Pshia. So if it's stolen, he's Potter. If it's lost, he's Potter. And if he's negligent, he's still Potter. So after the Shartzian in the brackets, when he is taiti, I would think that Diaphilim Master Shana Makabal of Gimmegan Veda. That should be enough if he accepts Pshia upon himself, he just makes a condition. He's not Kaivan Gneva or Veda. That'll work at least at after Pesach is Mutabano. Why? The Yeshmer Rabbos of the Sirlu the Dai Bizekili Abusim and Tough Men. There's those who argue that is sufficient to say it's not called the Jews are Chayis. If the Jews Chayiv and only Pshia and nothing else, that's not called the Jews are Chayis. Ah, if you're Pshia, yeah, of course you're Chayiv. You like you damaged it. But otherwise, the person has no responsibility for it. Even though on Pesach we're not going to rely on that svara, but after Pesach, which is the Kanas Rabbanon, so we'll say that we can. But yeah, but we could say that since his level of responsibility was only Pshia and not more, that's good enough according to some opinions. So it's not going to become a Shavuot of a Pesach. Adam, make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Chaf Gimel. Even the money belongs to any Yehudi. V'chein osur lomer la'akum b'cholam moed Pesach. Sheikna chometz bishviloi. The Jew can't ask a goy to buy for the Jew. You know, go cholam moed and buy for me, and after Pesach I'll pick it up from you. So this way I have chometz immediately after Pesach, right? Can't do that. So even if the Jew does not take the chometz home.
So the Jew can't be a shliach for a goy, but a goy can be a shliach for a Jew.
Well, 1 second. Why is it a problem? You're right. The yesh poskim, so some of the yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. That means that Rashi Shita is that l'chumra, we say yesh shlichus la'akum.
Okay.
So over here, we'll don it, and that'll work both ways. It'll work l'chumra, the Jew being a sheikh for the goy also. You know, and that sound, if it's a chumra, we'd be machman that also. So the Jew can't be the sheikh for the goy to buy the goy with the chumras. But he have it. But in a case where the Jew did buy it for the goy, as long as the Jew did not take it to his own possession, see, what we're saying that is. The goy still has it. See, it's like the goy is the Jew's sliach. That kumra will not aser b'dievet after Pesach. Ein lesser lachar Pesach. So, Mira Isa, there's no din shlichus. The Mira Bun, they were machar. They were machar in the chumra, but the Gabi, the Kanas, the Bun, they weren't machar. Fine.
So what is the Rabbanon? I mean, what is a guy goes out and takes it and doesn't give it to the Jew till after Pesach? What's the Jew?
And the tzad is Yeshichus La'akum, the Jews are Rabbi Motze. So we hold Mikra, then there's no Yeshichus La'akum. Mir Rabbanon, there's a Chumra, the Yeshichus La'akum. In the case where it's a Chumra, that would apply over here. Because of a Prima Gadim. Okay, it's in the new case. Akum shekana me akum tvua. One goy is buying from another goy grain, and in that grain sheish b'secha ksas chamutzim. Some of the kernels already from the dampness started to become chomet. They started sprouting. So show you only a sarser b'neim. He can be the person who brings the two together and sort of helps them work out the deal. He can be the middleman.
The broker.
The purchaser is not paying for the few kernels which are chamutzim. He's paying for the grain which basically is not chametz.
Why? What if it is chametz? Why can't the Jew? Can you go to one guy and say that, you know, that guy over there wants to buy some bread? I mean, can't you broker it? I mean, who's?
So you might refer to the Kiyuma issue. If I want to just broker it without getting involved and actually cutting anything, I mean, have a level of the Kiyuma issue.
Okay, that's right. So that Kiyuma is even if it's not his. That's
right.
That's what it was before, also.
Right.
Okay.
Because the Jew in some way is using this chometz, benefiting from the chometz, since it exists, he's getting some benefit. Okay. But over here, it's not an issue, because the purchase isn't, the payment isn't for the chomutzim. There's no money being given, and benefit being given for the chomutzim. He's buying the whole lot, there's a few which are chometz. Now, in the new case, goy's animal was burdened with chometz items, and now the animal is kneeling under its load. So the Torah says the mitzvah to unload it. Well, but I'm unloading chometz. Mutter lefarka b'makom sheyesh tzar b'lechaim. You're allowed to unload it in a case where the animal is in distress from the weight. You need to unload it, or you need to repack it in a way which is more balanced, etc. So there's tzar b'lechaim involved. So Chazal allowed us to unpack it. After Akum Machzik Lotoyva of Wurza, even though the guy will be Machzik Toyva for the Jew helped him, the Chara Vizemik Yerbalma Keretzi Bekiyuma Shal Chometz, and this would be, therefore, normally, this would be Halacha Keretzi Bekiyuma, because the Jew is benefiting from the fact that the Chometz exists, he's getting some Toyva Sanoa, some benefit for it. There's not any payment, but the guy will feel beholden to him. Kiyashas Lotoyva, Kimdai, and he's so Machavan Shiachzik Lotoyva. Sure. But over here, since the Jew is doing it to unload this animal, that's his kavana. He's not doing it for the purpose of the goy being machzor tayver for him.
Yeah. So we can understand that.
It's like,
it's
right.
A sick ratio, though.
I'm just kidding. well, in the sister of Ritzabi Kiyumai, we're hearing now that Ritzik Yumai depends on an element of Kavanah.
Is that what you're trying to do?
Then we look at it as if you're trying to get some benefit out of the Chometz, so let's call it, it's a problem.
But him gets the benefit.
And over here he's doing it to help the animal.
The guy gets it.
I think we discussed this once. Adam, if this sounds familiar, you can stop me. We discussed a Jew being a grocery person, you know, and packing the bags on Chol HaMoed Pesach in a kosher store. So from the time that package of spaghetti goes on the conveyor belt till it gets in the bag and into the purchaser's hand, the packing boy is responsible.
Uh-huh.
Or he's definitely wants it, he's a Ritzi B'Kiyuma, he wants it to be intact for these moments, that it should go where it's supposed to go, so he shouldn't get in trouble.
It's a sorcerer.
So it'll be like...
facilitates it.
Right, so it'll be like this type of idea that we have over here.
Sorcerer.
Right. Well, I compare it to the case of unloading the animal. You know, you're moving the chometz to get some type of... you're moving the chometz on the conveyor belt into the bag.
He wants the chometz to get safely from the bag.
Right, so that's the problem.
That's the goal, but here the goal is the behemah.
Right, that's what I say. So over here the goal is the behemah, so it's mutter.
It's incidental that the chometz, mekayim the chometz.
Right. So I got this shaila thing, it was 2 years ago, it was a boy in the neighborhood, the boy a little bit more, you know, having some challenges. He got his job as a packing boy, they had to go and call him Moed Pesach to Magruder's, was he allowed to do that? So I said, I think you have a problem, but I said, you we came up with a hetter then. I don't recall what it was. Okay, Zion. Zot mecharben siv Zion. Also lahaster kli. You cannot rent out a utensil. Leino Yehudi bePesach. I can't give him a pot or something of that sort. I can't rent it out to a goy. Keshivasha by chometz. If that's the arrangement, that he's renting in order to cook chometz in it, so that's going to be a problem. So that's like a Ritzi Kiyumai. I'm renting to you to use it for chometz purposes. That's a Ritzi Kiyumai. I want the chometz to exist. That's why I'll get my money for the usage of the pot. Abu Maskula Chamor, Havi Lov Chometz. You may rent a donkey to him that he's going to use to transport chametz. Hagav yesh term lahakei mechamin. Really, it's a new case. Fine. Okay. Zot ramo. Yesh term lahakei mechamin b'kli chametz. I want to take a clean chametz nika pot. I want to heat up hot water in it. And then v'lir chetz behem. And I'll do. I do. Then I'll use that water to wash myself, or to wash my head. So l'chara, you're getting hanor from this item. So why is it? The answer is, I'm getting hanor from the item, but the absorption of this chometzik of flavor in the water doesn't make the water any better or worse for the purpose of what I'm trying to accomplish. So I'm not really getting any benefit. And I have no interest in the fact that there is, well, you know, I could have just gotten a pot of plain water. And now I got a pot of water which has absorbed some chametz flavor in the water. Ah, now I feel good. What's enough good to me? I'm using it for shampoo. Right? Nowadays you'd say because maybe it has certain nutrients in the thing, it helps your hair grow better. But you know, mm-hmm. Once upon a time they weren't that sophisticated. Mm-hmm. So you know, the water is the same water. What do I care what's in the water? Right. So. Therefore, so the Ramos says that's motzer v'cheno minig. That's the minig because you're not really benefiting from the fact that there's absorption of flavor of chametz from the walls of the kli into the water, and means absolutely zero to you.
Right. So you're not getting hanor from any chametz. That's
it. So you're not getting hanor from any chametz, right. Even though there's chametz, there's a blee of chametz here, but it's irrelevant.
You don't get it.
So the Mechaber's case was you can't give him a pot or pan, whatever it is, they should cook chametz in it. So the goy is going to do that. The Jew is going to rent out the pot for the goy to bake or make pasta in it, make macaroni. Mishum Shu writes to be kumashal chametz. The reason why it's a problem is that Mr. Burr is because the Jew wants the chametz to be intact. So over here he says the reason why he is interested in maintaining the chametz is because right now, when you're cooking and you have the pot on the fire, and you wouldn't have any item inside of the pot, the direct heat of the fire would cause the pot to burst. The reason why it doesn't do that is because there's food stuff inside. So it comes out he's a Retzibi Kiyuma. He wants this concoction of pasta, macaroni inside of the pot to exist, because otherwise his pot's going to burst.
Could you give a guy? You
kill him
to cook basar
b'chalov
because you'd want the basar
b'chalov.
I mean,
because I'll deny basar b'chalov.
Okay, so it's not
with hanor.
Then it's the
kiyum. Right. Abu Maskel chamor. So the Sharetzin assumed the mishabur and chav hay. He said, "I am allowed to rent to the goy." An animal to transport the chametz. Mishmur says, "Why is that? Shelo ichbez loy im yaver chametz. Once the guy rented it, I don't care what happens to the chametz. So the guy is paying me for using the animal. He says, yeah, I'm using it to move chametz. Then he loses the chametz. I say, no, I feel very bad for you, but you still me rent. For the rental for the animal. The Rechonim has a question this. The Yotzer Bein B'Kli Bein B'Chamor Mishum Mistakir B'Siri Anosh Asal Chachilah K'moshah Kosov B'Sifim HaKadmim. So why are we coming approaching this from this idea of this Retzi V'Kiyumoy? Why don't you say it's a case where a person is using chametz to generate income? So even though it's not directly from the chametz, I'm renting you the animal to transport the chametz. So I'm not really benefiting from it. It's not called the regular Dinah B'Siri Anosh. I'm getting a lot of your chametz. I'm getting a lot of your comments. I couldn't care less about your comments. But the end of the day, Adam, my phone's going to die soon.
Okay.
I'm renting out the animal for usage for chametz. So that's the cases before we had. That's like the cases before renting out the tanner. The guy should make. You can't rent out your tanner. The guy should bake bread in it because you're being mistaken be siri anor. Okay, so that's what they ask. Umaskid the din zeh who la hashita dein also listaken be siri anor rak ba'avod azor v'chadom. So the answer is that this Shulchan Aruch, this opinion of Shulchan Aruch and Siv Zayin, holds as though Isser being mistaken be Serena at all, except for by Avodah Zarah. That's what we're saying over here. But we extend that halacha to other Yisurim, not only to Avodah Zarah. So within the Osir, Gam Gabi Chamor, love you, love Chametz. So in the case of the Chamor also, you're going to have a situation where you would not be allowed to rent out your Chamor to the Goy, that the Goy should transport Chametz on. But even if it's us, there's only us if you explicitly say, the guy says, you know, I need to transport this big load of whiskey that I got. So I'll give him my animal, we'll transport, he'll transport your chametz to go with whiskey. So he said, fairish chametz. If all that the guy did was, he said, listen, you're renting it for the next week. Mm-hmm. If I love chametz, and the guy then transported chametz with it, I have a car rental, and I rent out my car, and the guy comes on my car, rental chol hamoed, and he rents a car from me. And then he uses that car to transport chametz. What's Gate Miron? Once I rent it to you, you owe me the money, whether you use the car or not. Whether you transport anything on the animal or not is irrelevant. So that situation, since it's tam, there's no case of being mistaken by Syria, no. There's no rotsu b'kiyumai, so that case is mutter. Okay, then the Ramah said that those who permit to heat up chamin in a chametz kli and wash with it, etc. V'yeshmat here, v'chavav. Rotsu l'armer, don't say, d'zeh gam kein ke'ein rotsu b'kiyumai shal chametz ha'muv le b'dofni ha'kli. I want the flavor of the chametz in the kli. I want that b'shelo kli, because it says I want the kli, and the kli has that, so that's what I want. Shemashosh mishtamash b'harei roitza shetiyah shleim, I want the kli to be shalom. Me'ele kemisha roitza b'chometz ablui b'soicha. Well, if you want the kli as it comes, I want this kli, I don't want the walls to break. So I want the walls. Well, if you're going to use the walls, chometz is going to come out. It's like you want the chometz. Another step removed. You can't, since I can't get my kli without the bli of the chametz, I say, okay, so Zion will have chametz also. I'll take the chametz also. So I want the chametz as a way to get the kli. That's what I might have thought. But so Lerman, no. So we say the Lerman can't. The chametz is move the shein ben. The chametz is not ben. You don't say, well, I'm willing to accept the bli of the chametz. It's important to me because I need the kli. I couldn't care less about the bli of the chametz. It's not ben.
It's my phone,
what?
It's my phone.
Yeah, it's another 2 minutes, so either it'll make it or won't. Okay. Thank you. He wants to use it to wash with or lochitz by roishay to shampoo his head. I'm using the kli. I have get zero benefit out of the fact that there is absorbed chametz in the walls. I'll be sure niflet me in a kli the secha chametz, even though that flavor comes out into the chametz, but it doesn't help me. Chazar chernim, come to the chernim, they say like this. So this hat that we're going to allow you to use this kli, which has blees of chametz, since you're using it for washing your body. We don't normally use it to eat with. So he said, good, so the guy's not going to use it for eating. Sometimes you use a taka for eating. Then, in that situation, you shouldn't be having a kli out. You have to put it away. You can't use it even for washing. Because we're afraid, you might come to use it to eat. That's all, it means you can't use it on a semi-permanent basis, but use it one time, just occasionally to pull it out, to use it, that's all you had available, you'd be allowed to do that. Okay, now the Mishabura says, it's a long Mishabura over here. Okay. I want to sell chometz which has blias in it, excuse me, a kli which has blias in it to a goy on Pesach. So is that mutter? So yesh matirim. became a tamanal because I'm not selling. The guy isn't paying extra because there's bleas of chametz in the walls. He's buying a kli, buying a pot. Oh, it has chametz flavor. I'll pay extra money. He's not paying any extra. So the money's not being paid for the chametz, sir boy. It's for the kli. Sure, if they had a rock mikuf a kli, well, maybe I blew it. In case of the guy says, you know, I want to use the used one because there's a nice flavor in the walls, it's a different ball game. But it's not the case. So that's, some say it's mutter. Some say it's also. Okay, let's hold it here. Very good. So we're holding in the middle of this, Mr. Brewer, at the beginning of Amud Lamed Zayin. Adam?
Thank you.
Okay, welcome. Take care. Goodbye. Have a good night.
See you on
Monday. They'll tell you my sataka.